morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lucky Peters. Happy Saturday morning as we turn our focus to the United Arab Emirates, where the 17th edition of the Asia Cup 2025 now underway, with 8 countries playing for the coveted trophy. Now, yesterday's game was between Pakistan and Oman, and yet again, a one-sided game. Now, Pakistan, you'll be surprised, are very spin-friendly in this particular tournament. They have altogether 4 specialist spinners, and they're using only 2 seamers. Now, this is taken by surprise, but look at the scores, and you'll just justify to yourselves as to how the cricketing world is changing, because India is following the same suit, one reckons. Right, Pakistan winning the toss, elected to bat first, made 160 for 7. They were very scratchy for most part of the innings against Oman. Mohammad Haris scored 66 of 43 deliveries, excellent strike rate of 153, with 7 boundaries and 3 big sixes. But none of the other batters, in all honesty, in the Pakistani team looked impressive against some tight bowling by the Omanis. Amir Kalim, who was actually born in Pakistan, Karachi, now playing for Oman, took 3 for 31, and Faisal Shah 3 for 34. So, in fact, the Pakistanis were restricted, especially between the 14th and the 17th over, because they lost 4 quick wickets. But nevertheless, they managed to get to a total of 160. But mind you, Oman had no answer to the fascinating, I would say, mystery spin of both left arm and right arm, orthodox and unorthodox spin of Pakistan. Oman was bowled out for just 67 runs, conceding this game by a massive target of 93 runs. Amazing. Only Hamad Mirzar made 27. Now, I'm going to give you the detailed bowling figures here, because this is going to be very interesting. Shahid Afridi, the seamer, 2 wickets for 8 runs. Abar Ahmed, the spinner, 1 for 12. Mohammad Nawaz, the spinner, 1 for 13. Sufyan Waqueen, the spinner, 2 for 7. And Fakhar Ashraf, 2 for 6, the seamer. So you can just imagine how spin-friendly Pakistani bowlers are. They're becoming very spin-friendly at the moment, and their spinners are all mystery spinners. So this is going to be a very interesting series, mind you, because both India, Pakistan, and even to a great extent, Afghanistan have some mystery spinners. Just that Sri Lanka and, I think, to a great extent, even Bangladesh might lack in that department, to the extent that we see how these 3 teams have, in fact, packed their team with some exquisite or variety of spinners. Amazing, isn't it? Let's go down to England. Now, the second T20 was another fascinating game, where the English made 306 runs for 2 wickets in their allotted 20 overs against South Africa. Phil Salt made 141, mind you, in 60 deliveries, 15 boundaries and 8 sixes. Josh Butler, 83 in 30 balls, 8 boundaries and 7 sixes. And South Africa were bowled out in the 17th over for 158 runs. And they lose the second ODI by a big margin of 146 runs. Right, the game coming up today, of course, is between Sri Lanka and Bangladesh. Well, Bangladesh will obviously go out as strong favourites for this particular game, but Sri Lanka will keep their hopes alive as underdogs to come out something trumps, if possible. Their batting should click, and if the bowlers click, then of course they can really take the strong Bangladeshi team to the test, I dare say. Well, that's it from me for this Saturday morning. I know we've had a long pod session today, lots of cricket being played. Look forward to your company again tomorrow at the same time. In the meantime, on behalf of my co-host, Lakith Peters, this is Brian Thomas signing off, spinning you a couple of records for your listening pleasure.